Hey, distraction network, you validate parking? Oh, what's up, y'all? It's B-Rad from Malibu. Come drop $1 million song right quick.
Freestyle Friday. Hey. Whew, if you know, you know. What's good, guys? What's good, day ones? Hey. So, I'm going ahead and get to it today. It's three things I want to talk to you guys about. And we're gonna start out with WNBA. So, we're about 10 games into the season right now. And with us being about 10 games into the season, the game is still focused on two people. Well, one person. One person is all everyone's talking about right now. Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark this, Caitlin Clark that. Caitlin Clark chest is very, very flat. That's all I'm hearing. I mean, some people are mentioning her chest, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for gameplay. but yeah, man, I said a few things at the beginning of the season, and then I forgot about one thing. The thing I forgot about is that we are about to hit WNBA season with the Olympics. So, with this, the WNBA is going to take like a one-month pause. And that one-month pause is really going to be the difference in a lot. In a lot, guys. One of the issues with the WNBA right now is that I thought that was that Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark was going to have a brick wall that they hit. Now, I'm not saying they're going to miss that brick wall. They still might hit that brick wall. But if they hit that brick wall, it's going to be like 1 or 2 weeks before the season, though. I mean, the season stops for a whole month. Which is an advantage to these girls. And guess what? It's going to be like the beginning of the season all over again. Because I think the game start back in, I want to say August, but it might be September when they start back. But so that means they're going to start back when they usually start back basketball for their college seasons. So you're going to get some fresh legs on both them girls, and it's going to be nasty. Because right now, for Caitlin Clark, she is coming into it now. Like, you're starting to see Caitlin play. I was about to say, like a couple of weeks ago, that the game is starting to slow down. I think I actually said it in a podcast that I haven't posted yet. But the game is starting to slow down for the girl. And if it slows, she's still not going to be on Escu or somebody like that. Not right now, but it is slowing down, and she can see her players, her turnovers are becoming less, and yeah. It's going to be nice. Her game's going to be nice. It's going to translate. And she's going to get that rest. And when she comes back, it's going to be crazy again. But everybody else is also going to get that rest. So so they're going to be on her ass. Angel. I have to criticize Angel a little bit. I think she's still the better of the two for me. Like, for me. But I don't know about the long run for her. She doesn't run or jump really well. I think she does everything else really good. She's the leading rebounder, offensive rebounder, and something else. She's like she's in the top of double doubles in the whole league, WNBA. I think she broke records for rookies on double doubles, but her game It's all hustle and all want to right now. And what I'm saying is, I think she has a further ceiling than Caitlin Clark does right now. I think the spikes that you get out of Caitlin Clark this year is going to be her ceiling. Like, she's not, because you already seen what she could do. Angel, on the other hand, there's a lot of things that she can learn that's going to make her quicker, faster, and better. Like, if you watch her jump, it doesn't go that high. If you watch her run, her knees don't even come up. She don't pump her arms or anything like that. So she has some things that she can do to make herself better. And I mean, like right now, she's already killing it. And if she gets her off season to get some training done, and someone works on her lifting her legs and pumping her arms and actually running, and it's going to take a season of that, and then she's going to be jumping a little bit higher, because she's actually, when she start working her leg most of the day, about to get in. I'm excited for that. I hope that is what they work on for her on that. If they work at that, like, we're going to see within about 3 years something spectacular. We might see, like, I don't want to say that. We might be seeing something reminiscent of Asia, like, right now, or because I think Asia is still not at the top of her game either. I think she can be very reminiscent of, like, Candace Parker. Like, it was stupid last year when they had Candace Parker on the team, and it was like we had two of them. Like, Candace still had, her handles are better than the Asia's, but it was like we had two of them on the team. Because I'm an Aces fan. Like, we got Atlanta down there. I love Atlanta. There's something I like about every single team in the WNBA, but there's nothing I dislike about the Aces. Like, Aces is 100% all the way there for me. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I do want to mention is I can't remember her last name. I think it's Buckner. Paige Buckner, maybe? Paige plays for UConn right now. And everyone's talking about Juju, too. I need to go watch Juju. But I watched Paige's high school and all her highlights and stuff. And, ooh, y'all talking about this year? Caitlin Clark this year? Boy, Paige. Paige is the one, though. Paige is going to be the one. Paige is out here. Paige is like Kyrie, a white female Kyrie Irving. And last year was her first year playing full basketball. She had to take like a year off or something like that. And like last year was her get it together year. Like I don't think we saw 90% of what Paige is really. It might be like 80-85% of what she really could do. But this year she wanted to go back to UConn. She could have declared. And I would say if she would have declared, if anybody would have picked anybody but her, they might have been fucking up. If she goes back to UConn, if she sells out and goes the fuck off and the NCAA W, I think that's how you, I don't know if the W's at the beginning or end. But if she sells out there, goes the fuck off there, whoever gets her next year in the WNBA draft is going to be the luckiest motherfuckers in the world. It's going to kill shit. And if he was, like, Fever should tank. If they could get the number one pick 3 years in a row, it's over. Because I think they will actually fare well together. Because Paige is like a true point guard. And you could get Caitlin as a shooting guard, and they'll probably dominate the league. But I don't know. I don't know who I would want her to go to. I definitely don't want her to go to a sorry team. But yeah, Paige. But that's all that I have for that one. Except for one thing. Chelsea Gray is back. And immediately turn the Aces back into what they were last year. The Aces been struggling all year without Chelsea Gray. So they're probably going to need to do something simple like find another point guard. And I just mentioned a very good point guard. So, yeah. they need a point guard. They need a true point guard for Chelsea when she leaves. And I don't know if there's another one coming out the W. Maybe Juju. I have to watch her play, though. I can't just say what everyone else is saying. But people that's been watching, I've never been like a college sports watcher because I believe they should be getting paid. So I always watch the pros. I wait till they get to the pros to watch them and learn who they are. But it looks like Juju, a lot of people that watch the college sports said Juju is probably the one. And if she's better than what I seen from Paige, it's going to be crazy. It will be crazy. All right, we're going to go to commercial break.
On Freestyle Friday, shout out Distraction Network. NBA Finals, I'm going for the Mavericks. Hope they let the Celtics have it. Still looking for my chapstick. Slapstick. To the Stanley Cup Finals. Watching with my boys listen to I-9 vinyls. I volunteer to be a GOAT. Pat Summit. The rest of you coaches make me want to vomit. Clean it up with Comet. Black suits coming. Putting Malibu on the map because I'm always into something. See? That's $1 million song right there. Boo boo. B-Rad out. I hope y'all validate parking.
Ah. Sip, sip, sip. Sip, sip, sip. Ah. Sip, sip. Sip, sip, sip. Yeah. All right, guys. Part number two. Did y'all see the pop out?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Hey, man. I watched that thing twice. So I didn't watch it live. I waited till it came on YouTube, and then I watched it when I got up that morning. Because I can't bend my life around a concert, and I didn't care about watching it live. So I woke up in the morning, I checked it out on YouTube while I was on my way to work. And yo, when he said that his homie talked to say he didn't point down enough the first time he shot at Drake, and he learned from that mistake. He really did learn from that mistake. Kendrick Lamar came up there and did not like us 5 fucking times. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, +5. Like, some people say 6, but I'm gonna try to recount in my head. All right. So he did the first verse one time. After Dr. Dre said, "Psst, I see dead people." So he did it one time. He came back and after he did the first verse, he talked to the crowd a little bit and it's like running back. He ran it back again. First verse again, stop. So that's 2. Stop and talk to the crowd again. Ran it back. He was like, let's do it again. He did it again. This time he did the whole song. Some women came up there and crip walked up and down the stage for him. Then he immediately did it one more game. No, I think either before the women came up or after the women came up, he did it another time where he just did the instrumental and the crowd song the song. And every once in a while he'll say something to keep him on track. But word for word, they wasn't missing. So I think that's four that I just counted. He jumped back in and did one for all the homies come up. Westbrook came on stage. DeRozan came on stage. LeBron stayed out in the crowd. All the musicians from all the sets came up. And then, like, all the G's came up, man. So that's five. They did pictures. They did photo ops. They made sure they showed a lot of love to each other. They showed that K-Dot got their support. And then they did it again. So that's six, man. They did six. And no one got tired of it. Word for word, every single time is what the crowd did. They didn't miss a damn thing. It was phenomenal to watch something like that. It was spectacular to watch something like that. And I've watched that now like three times. Today is Friday. It is Freestyle Friday. I'm recording day of today. So I got a lot of work to do. It is like 9:10 right now. This is supposed to go out in a couple of hours. So, yeah, that was very nice. And then I started watching reactions. Like, I just wanted to make sure people saw what I saw. And yes, where's Drake? Drake has done two songs. He did that BBL Drizzy thing. And then he did some shit where he pulled out some accents again. I said, where's Drake? But why do we need Drake? Anyway, let's do something different, man. We don't need to talk about this no more. We was talking about Kendrick, which was good. We don't need to talk about Drake. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, go somewhere else. We'll be back. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. Oh, this is definitely about sex. What time
he
of the day?
He said he stroked it to the one that he loved the best.
Yeah.
So.
I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. How
we do this? Yeah. So he's thinking about her and stroking it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was stupid.
Stroking to the east. I be stroking to the west. I be stroking to the woman that I love the bit. See, everybody been embarrassed about jacking off and stuff, man, and we been singing the songs about it. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? All right. Serious time. All right. Let me... I'm going to talk to you guys about something real quick. All right. So... as we all know, it's 2024. It's a vote year, right? And the narrative has been the same as it was in 2020. What they're trying to tell you guys, your vote doesn't count. And I'm going to maintain the same thing I said in 2020. If someone tells you, I don't care if they look like you, if you are a black person and another black person tries to tell you that your vote doesn't count, that person is a coon. That person don't give a fuck about you. I don't care if it was your daddy. I don't care if it was your mama. If they say your vote don't count, they don't give a fuck about you. Because the game is to discourage the black vote. It's always been to discourage the black vote. When black people turn out, whoever we vote for in masses become the president. Our vote is that important. We swing votes. We swing it. So, we always swing it for the same way. We usually swing Democrat. Well, we swing Democrat because when we all voted Republican, we'll swing the Republican. But it wasn't that much voting as a Republican we did. Because when we got the right to vote, the Republicans are the ones that basically switched that shit up on us and became who they are now. The stated track of who they are now. But, so, one thing I want you guys to notice, because I watch it. I always watch it. And the thing that I noticed at the beginning of this year, right? You have Candace Owens try to come over to the black side, right? That shit ain't worked well for her. It didn't work well for her. I cannot, because I trust people that I hear talk about her. I trust the people that talk about her. I think she's being authentic and trying to swing over to our side, but she still has those thoughts that are not black. She has anti-black thoughts. And she bends math. She bends statistics to be whatever she wants them to be. So, as a doctoral candidate, we try to be impartial with the facts. So, we take the facts and we study the facts. We argue the facts and try to find what the truth is. You have people that will take those facts, they take numbers, and they bend those numbers, because if you only go by numbers, you can make anything look awesome. If you go by the numbers, you can make a, and I'm saying this because I love the dude. If you only go by the numbers, only numbers, that's the way you could bend the numbers to say that Pastor Cho was the best rapper in 2001. If you only go by numbers, you can fudge. No, I didn't even look at any numbers yet. And I'm using Pastor Troy because Pastor Troy is from Atlanta by way of Augusta. And he was never considered a top rapper in the game to most people. You know what I'm saying? So I can guarantee you could bend numbers, though, to make him look like he was the best rapper of whatever year he came out with, vice versa. So you could bend numbers anyway. Any way you want them to bend. You could bend stories the way that you want them to bend. I have stories about... Anyway, we ain't going that way. And what this narrative is this year, what they're trying to get you to do, is they have black people, and I'm going to say Charleston White, Candace Owens. Well, we'll start with Charleston White. Now, the narrative for 2024 is black people vote don't matter. It doesn't matter where black people go and vote. They're not trying to get your vote because they don't give a fuck about your vote, because your vote doesn't matter. So what they're trying to do now is suppress the vote again. They're trying to suppress black people's votes so they could bring those white people in. Because they know that Trump has a grassroots turnout that will turn out. Anti-Trumpers has a grassroots turnout that will turn out. However, most of those voters are black. And you can tell black people something, and you can say it enough, and they'll start believing that easier than anybody else. So the narrative right now is to try to get you guys to quit not to vote, because we tore shit up last time, especially black women. Black women more than anybody else, because black men, them numbers say that black men are just as coonish as anybody. Black women really carried the stick. I think there was like close to 90% or over 90% of black women voted against Trump. And I'm not going to say they voted for Biden, because we all know what's going on. I don't think anyone is voting for Biden. I can't say that. There's too many people voting to say that people are not voting for Biden. I don't think in our culture, I think that most people are voting against Trump and not for Biden. And it's just because Biden ain't showed us shit. Biden hasn't done shit. As far as I'm concerned, they're two of the same people. It's just that one has, I guess since early 2000, has been trying to, I don't even know the word for it right now, but trying to make up for the things he did in the past. They both has done some crazy ass racist shit. We have a whole bunch of laws in place that Biden helped put there. Trump basically helped slander people, and by the way, the law is not blind. So taking out page ads and getting black kids locked up in grown folks' prison. He helped fuck up some black people. He wouldn't let black people live in his apartments. He says the word nigga all the time on his show. They got that shit. on top of him being a sexual assaulter and a convicted felon. He does shit, man. At least Biden has been the vice president to a black person. Has a black person as his vice president. And has put a lot of black people, especially women, in places that are important to help making decisions. I'll call out some names, but I don't want to go down that road right now. So we see one has been making strides. I mean, you could still argue he hasn't done enough for black people. but the alternative is what we went through for 4 years from 16 to 20. And I don't want that shit. It ain't, you don't even have to. Let's just say that Trump is not racist. Because I don't think he thinks he's racist. He definitely is. But let's just say it like this. Like, Trump is not racist, right? The people that vote for him are. And let's say it like this. If you vote for Trump and you know that the way that he talks, the party and the people that he brings out are the people that like to fly rebel flags and go around throwing ropes around oak trees and trying to find a black person to put in the rope. If you know those are the type of people that votes for him, and that language becomes stronger to the point where you got those hicks in Congress now, if you see where the direction of the country is going with him as president, and the way he talks and the people that he brings out, and you still vote for that guy, then, I mean, I'm not saying you're racist, but it don't really matter to you what the racists do. Like, you're not going to vote for that kind of stuff to continue. Then be like, hey, don't do that. So it shows me who you are. and if you have seen that and you've been going through, 4 years of that, and you still are telling people, you still are trying to get black people not to vote. You're still telling people that vote don't matter. When you know for the fact it's true, then you cooning. That's why I said Tim Scott was a coon. He's cooning out there. Don't give a fuck how much Charleston White does for his community. He's cooning out there. Like, Candace Owens, you're cooning out there. Like, I don't even know who that new... That's what the second in command for North Carolina. What's that called? I was about to say vice governor. Lieutenant governor. That dude out there cooning too. And let me tell you how much and how important that shit is. While I believe Trump, I believe that some money is being paid to the people to say that. The people that are saying that kind of stuff. I think money is being sent out to them to say that kind of stuff. But at the same time, Trump had a whole scam going on just this week. Today is June the 21st, and Trump had a whole scam going on last week where he rented out a church, a corrupt, historically black church, rented it out, filled it up with a bunch of white people to pay up. I got to be careful how I say this. Allegedly. Rented out. All of this is alleged. Rented out a black church. The church was filled. It's a historically black church, yes. The church was filled with white people. It had a couple of sprinkles of darkness in it. However, those sprinkles of darkness are the darkness that you can find in pictures with him everywhere. Because it seems like they're on a payroll somewhere. then two rappers that miraculously made bun for some dumb shit. I ain't gonna say it's dumb shit. Street shit. But they got on bun and was out there supporting. Don't know how they got off on bun. However, it was some M's that they had to pay in order to get out on bun. So, but maybe it was Bell. I don't know the difference between Bell and bun. and that's crazy because I've been on one of them. anyway, but seriously though, the scam was he was trying to make it look like black people love him. So they legit got a historically black church somehow, some way, and filled it up. And you hear people saying that it was filled up with 8,000, 9,000, 11,000. And the church can only hold like 800 people, 900 people at the most before it's a fire hazard. So you're, while he has a, I can't say he has it, while there's a team of people out here telling you your vote doesn't count as a black person, no one's looking at your vote, no one cares about your vote, you might as well not go vote because it doesn't matter. That's what they're saying to you. You also have the guy that needs you not to vote out here pretending that he has the black people behind him. And I could tell you right now, if you are a black person, that's not the guy that you want to be behind. Not because of him per se. I mean, it is because of him, but not because of only him. It's because of the vote for him. I mean, puts a lot of hillbilliness up in the air. It brings you back a couple of years. It's like going back to the 50s and 40s. Like, you have to look over your shoulder. Do y'all remember that 4 years of turmoil? Come on now. You see the people running them Trump flags around. Like those Trump flags are flying and it says Trump for whatever year it is now. But the way they flying those flags is the same way they flew that Confederacy flag on it. The rebel flag is what it's called, because the Confederate flag wasn't the blue X with the stars in it. The Confederate flag looked differently. That's the rebel flag. Confederate rebel flag is what I call it. But yeah, them same people flying that rebel flag, they just replaced it. So if they are replacing the rebel flag with a Trump flag, that tells you where we're heading to if he's voted back in. So that's why they don't want you. And the people that, I mean, we know people, what people do for money. That's why Drake is on everybody's, what you call that shit now? That's why Drake's on everybody's record. Like, you could pay somebody. Drake has been the same monotone rapper from rapper slash singer with no rhythm, no blues, no nothing. And he ran the game for damn near 2 decades. That boy been around for about 15 years of them. And I don't remember the order, but that dude went into the West Coast and like was around in the West Coast, and you still got Game out here taking up for him. Leave him alone. You got Game out here taking up for him. And just think about it. Out of all that shit that was happening, Game was the one that brought him to the hood. I think it was Game that brought him to the hood. That famous photo shoot with him in the hood surrounded by Bloods. But doing all that beef and stuff, Game went out off on Rick Ross and tried to bait Rick Ross in. I mean, the Game track was fine. He went in. Straight shout out King like he always is. But he went in on Rick Ross. It did not. So that means he joined Drake's side. And guess what? On the Not Like Us, on the pop out, I didn't see Game. I didn't see Game anyway. I might be wrong. Y'all, look at the video and tell me if you see Game. Leave a comment. Tell me if you see Game in the video. If you see him in the video, tell me where he was. Like, what minute, what second, and where. Because I did not see him in there. Because that's lame. Like, you got your whole coast. You got your whole coast sticking around, showing the loyalty, being true, and then you popping out. Oh, that's crazy. The whole coast, except for you. The whole coast of unity, except for Game. Anyway, money would do a lot. Or the lack of money would have you do a lot of things, too. So, I understand you guys think that even Lil Wayne did it last time. Lil Wayne was the only one that I already respected that started doing that shit. And I already talked about Nori then. But you guys are leaders. Like, leaders in the community. Motherfuckers look at Nori, and Nori goes, my friends are never broke when Trump's a president. When Trump was president, my friends were never broke. Well, that means that, I mean, I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to give them endorsements. You're trying to, but, I mean, and you are telling your truth, but what it tells me is that you don't know regular people no more. Because during Trump's presidency, the wage gap, the earning gap, did this like a motherfucker. The earning gap did that like a motherfucker. I'm not on the low end of the earning gap. However, I still know people on the low end of the earning gap, because one of the things I feel blessed in is whenever I didn't become a superstar rapper or anything like that. Still got my skill set. Anyway, I didn't do that, but I always think back that when I had my chance and I didn't take that route, would I be like them? Because you're molded and you're shaped about the people that you know. I've always had, like, people could tell you from my whole life, I've always only done what I wanted to do. I might sway a little bit one way or another for a little while, but then if it ain't for me, it ain't for me. I leave that shit alone. And I did that shit. I've always been true to who I was, no matter what. But I wonder if that would have happened back then, would I had continued and been something different than what I am now, because I stand on principles. So I know there are certain things I definitely wouldn't have done, but you never know unless you go through that path. And I wonder if I would have went through that path and been one of these people. None of my friends are broke. But because I would have lost touch with people, you know what I'm saying? But I made it my business to not lose touch. I go to the hood all the time. I go to other people's hood all the time because I still have family and I have friends there. And I don't believe in bringing everybody with me. I believe in helping out when I can. Like if I was a multimillionaire, if I was a billionaire, like, I'd probably help out a little bit more, but, I'm not going to throw money all through the hood. Like, that's ludicrous. But I will help start businesses and employ people through the hood. Like, you could work and get you a legit paycheck and stuff like that. But just handing out money and stuff like that, I don't believe in that, because there's a certain way you can show people how to make money. You can give people classes, you can tutor people, you can show people how finance goes, and you can keep the money circulating in the hood. I want Greenwood and stuff like that to be floating around. Like, I want that kind of environment for my people, but you can't do it by giving money away. So, just to go back to Trump, though, don't let people tell you that your vote doesn't matter. Your vote I don't care who you is. I don't care what nomination you are. I don't care your skin color. I don't care if you're rich or poor. That vote counts one for one. Like, it counts better than your dollar. Your dollar is only worth like 88 cents or 82 cents probably now compared to the pound. Your dollar fluctuates. Your vote will always be one. One. Unless they change it, but your vote will always be one. They wanted black people, when they started letting them vote, to only be one third of a person, which means to make three people in order to equal one white vote. And white people ain't did shit in the country as a whole. But they wanted your vote to only count for one third. They wanted you to be able to vote three times in order to equal one of theirs. Boy, take account, man. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop this right here because I got so much I can say. More, but I'm going to save that shit. So, everything you can use to follow me, you can read below. But the most important thing I say is to go to www.distractionnetwork.com and be able to follow everything that I do from there. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla! I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.